WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
My friend and author of the iPhone iPad app called WX Radar asked about including a segment on WeatherBrains 101 about ground clutter. So here it is, Paul. Ground clutter is an unavoidable form of radar contamination. It is caused by the radar beam striking fixed objects such as buildings, trees, or terrain near the radar. This produces non-meteorological echoes. Now, echoes resulting from ground clutter are usually exaggerated in size and intensity and may cause radar systems to overestimate precipitation intensity near the radar. Clutter is normally found close to the antenna where the radar beam is nearest to the ground. Further out, the beam points generally skyward and overshoots most obstacles. Under certain circumstances, though, clutter may exist far from the radar site when terrain, such as a tall mountain, is intersected by the radar beam. Modern NEXRAD anomaly suppression algorithms do a good job of removing ground clutter. Without these algorithms, the returns near the radar site would be overwhelmed with this ground clutter. However, even with the ground clutter removal algorithms, it is possible to see ground clutter, which the software was not able to remove. Now, ground clutter algorithms are run regularly, usually quarterly, on the NWS radar network to keep the information current. Note that the appearance of what appears to be ground clutter occurs commonly when NEXRAD is in clear air mode. But that is really not true. This occurs for several reasons, primarily because the radar is much more sensitive and able to pick up faint returns that would otherwise be ignored. In clear air mode, these returns are bugs and dust and other contaminants, which provide useful information on the movement of the air when in clear air mode. And contrary to popular opinion, bald meteorologists do not generate additional ground clutter issues.
Hey.
Got a weather question? Drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.